Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
And here we go. Welcome in episode 12 of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast right here on WGNRadio.com. High atop the WGN Radio studios in the beautiful Tribune Tower on the Mag Mile in the best city in the god darn world. I am Mike Jacobson from WGN Radio and I guess WGNRadio.com. I am the sports producer coordinator here and podcast host along with my host, Scott King. He's from the Red Eye. And that is the sister slash cousin slash brother publication of the Chicago Tribune. Hello, sir.
And the Wacky Uncle publication.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
What's up, Mike? I called you Mix Master Mike on social media before the show. Mm-hmm. I believe that's the Beastie Boys old DJ.
Is it really?
I think it was, yeah.
And I'm a Beastie Boys fan, but I...
That one song, it's like, Mix Master Mike, what do you say?
I like it.
I think it's Beastie Boys. Yeah.
I think it's better than the Instigator, which was another nickname that was given.
The fans voted for that.
The fans voted for that.
Actually, they didn't. One guy said it, and I said, you win, sir.
Yeah. Did he get anything? Did we send him anything?
No, we didn't send him anything yet.
He's one of the most loyal guys too.
He's always liking and commenting and everything. We'll talk after the show.
We'll get his information.
One of us will send him something.
I'll send him some swag or something. But we are here for episode 12 of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast, and these Blackhawks. They're red hot right now.
Streaking.
Last week when we did our episode 11, they were five games in a row winners. And now they have won eight games in a row. They get a big win over Nashville yesterday in their division. Now, Nashville is a team that's struggling. They've lost four straight. They're 3-6-1 in their last 10. But
Crawford makes a great save to end the game.
He does.
He really does.
He does.
He's been phenomenal in this stretch.
Yeah.
You figure eight-game winning streak. They've beaten Colorado twice. We're going to get into that more later. Because they beat them again since our last show. But they're playing some tough teams and teams they usually have trouble with. And eight games is a lot. That's a long streak in hockey.
In hockey, it's a very long streak. So we're going to definitely dive into that. The biggest news of the week, clearly surrounding the Blackhawks.
Q.
And well-deserved is Coach Q gets a three-year extension. And he will be around for quite a while now, the 2019-20 season. And obviously, this is very well-deserved, and that's going to be what we're going to lead off with here. But some other things, as I always like to set the table for the podcast, we're going to get, speaking of those Predators, we're going to get into this ridiculous thing that they're doing yet again down in Nashville where they're trying to keep the red out.
Shameful. So just sell hot dogs, take tickets, don't just worry about your team.
For those who don't remember, last year they tried this campaign, Keep the Red Out, so people, all the Blackhawks fans could not invade Nashville, and they literally, like if you did not have a credit card that you were using to purchase those tickets and your billing address was in Chicago, you would not be allowed to buy those tickets.
Yeah.
And they're trying to do it again this year because the Blackhawks are going to be in Nashville next week.
It's so embarrassing.
So Steve Rosenblum from the Tribune, your sister, or I should say your... older brother publication.
Brother from another mother publication.
That's right. He wrote about that, so we want to get into that. And Rosie's always really great with that
sort
of stuff. Highest paid Hawks, they came out with the top 25 highest paid athletes in Chicago. Crane Chicago came up with this. A few Blackhawks on that list. Want to get into that. I want to get into some of the other athletes that were on that list. And
a little interesting.
How
yeah.
disappointed
some you expect,
been.
Some you don't. Yeah.
And then there was another list out there that I thought that kind of caught my eye, and that was the most popular Chicago athletes on Twitter.
Yep.
And we have a few Hawks on there, too, that we will reveal. We'll get into that. Of course, we have the Kings' keys, which are your keys to the next couple of games in order for this team to keep rolling. And maybe next week they'll be at a 12-game win streak by the time we get
back. The way
they
look, they might. They might. Haven't cooled off yet.
And we've got a few of them here. I think we got three or four. If we have time, we're going to try to squeeze in some questions. But we always encourage you to do that and send us your questions. The best way to get a hold of us is at facebook.com/Blackhawks Crazy, or you just go to the facebook.com, search Blackhawks Crazy. We pop right up. You could also use the hashtag Blackhawks Crazy on Twitter. I am at Jacobson Radio on Twitter. He is at Scott King Media on Twitter. So several ways to get a hold of us and you to participate in the program.
And check out our shiny new blog.
We do have
first posting last night, thanks to Mixmaster Mike for throwing it up and working on it. There's some technical difficulties.
You wrote it. I just posted it.
Yeah, thanks, man. No, I appreciate it. I'm going to be writing. Mike might do some stuff, so just check it out. I post it on Twitter. We post it on the Facebook page, so just look for it. We'll keep you posted. You know, we're enjoying doing the show once a week, but we're trying to get you some other breaking news kind of as it happens, so we'll do that with the blog. So look on Facebook for that.
Yep, look on Facebook. And also, I mean, it's posted right there on WGNRadio.com/Blackhawks.
Yes.
So we're right there, and we're in the mix with all the highlights, and then you'll find our podcast there. You'll find any other interviews that involve the Blackhawks that appear here on WGN Radio. I know Steve Cochran does Breakfast with a Blackhawk every week, and he also has the Q show every week. And speaking of Q, that is where we're going to start. Three more years, he's there till 2019, 2020, and it's crazy that he has already been here 8 years.
It's about as crazy as how good you hit your transitions, Mike. It's so crazy. I mean, we were talking before the show. He's been here so long, yet it feels like they just, you know, won these cups yesterday. Like, we just started seeing how good and slick Kane and Taves are, and it feels like it just kind of changed the guard of how good the team is compared to how they were playing and how they were, period. It's gone by very fast because there's been a lot of good stuff to watch. It's been a lot of fun for fans.
And a lot of people, I don't think that a casual fan would maybe even know this, but he had a historic night last night. I mean,
he had a great day overall yesterday.
First, he gets the extension, and by the way, it's reportedly about $6 million a year, which is definitely a bump from his last contract.
Yeah, 18
so those
mil.
last 3 years, $6 million a year, $18 million total, 6 times 3. I'm assuming most people can multiply, but
most
I just
can,
did it.
But yes, we
did
it for
you. I just did it for you. So we got that, and then on the same day, he ties Al Arbor for the all-time most winningest coach in the league with 720. Or 82.
82.
I almost
you got
said
it.
28.
Yeah, 782.
782 is the correct term. So it's
in
Al Arbor.
Of the NHL. That's
in Al
ridiculous.
Arbor, he was the manufacturer of those insane Islanders teams.
Four straight cups, 83-83.
Yeah. So, I mean, for him to be up there, it's pretty impressive. It's his 19th year in coaching, I believe, too. Just a guy that he thoroughly loves coaching. He doesn't like the BS. I don't think he particularly likes talking with us, unless they're winning. Then he likes to talk to us. But he's not the warmest or cuddliest of guys. But after he wins those cups, he's definitely warm and cuddly.
Oh yeah,
because then he's like the celebrations that he's got the stogie in his hand, and then he's really happy when he's carried around that cup. Who wouldn't be? But he's a pretty. You know, he's a man's man. He's a coach's coach, I guess.
Yes,
you would
he
say.
Likes cigars and horses. And if you're covering a team, as Mike and I have for a little bit now, one of the most fun things is to educate yourself on Q speak. What his terms mean. What his demeanor means. It's you don't see a lot of it in sports. You know, maybe some guys beat around the bush in their own way. But he's just so funny, and he is who he is, and you can't argue with the results he's gotten. In these 8 seasons, I think it is, Mike, that he's been the coach. I mean, especially in hockey, especially with the salary cap, just a great time here. And now he's locked up through 2020.
Those hard caps in the hard cap in the NHL is such a it's so restricting. And the fact that you can win 3 cups in 6 years, and the way that they've had to reload twice, majorly twice now. It's pretty impressive. And actually, Q, of course, was asked about it last night after his historic win, what these first 8 years have meant to him here in Chicago.
Well, it's been great here. You know, we've had a fun 8 years, and we feel fortunate being around the fans and the city. Everywhere we go, we travel well on the road. It's amazing to see Blackhawk jerseys everywhere we go. So it's the support's been tremendous, and the fans have been great, and feel very fortunate to be in the position we're in.
Coach Q's happy to be here. It's obviously gone by fast for him. It's gone by fast for fans. I think we've got Q here to stay for the most part.
You never know. And, you know, obviously he tied the record last night, Tuesday night. He's obviously going to be sole possession of second place all time, and that's also incredibly cool and hard to do.
He's not going to catch Scotty Bowman.
He acknowledged that after the game.
He's in so far ahead of him in first place.
Even Q said that's never going to happen.
It's kind of like the Gretzky 51-point game streak. It's just not going to happen.
But looking at that contract more, Mike, the amount of money he's getting, I mean, he should send a thank you letter to Mike Babcock for you know, his contract of 8 years, $50 million that he got with the Leafs, who's coaching now.
That was huge.
So, and again, any coach who's going to get results and get a big contract, they can thank Babcock for kind of raising the bar. And that's, I don't want to say status quo, because that's so much money, and Quinville's not even getting that. I think that comes out to like $6.25 million Babcock's per year. But if, you know, you look at the actual literal best coach of the NHL right now, and that's Quinville. So obviously he's going to make somewhere near what Babcock made when it come to negotiations. So again, you should send Babcock a thank you note.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And here are just a few stats to throw off. This is with the Blackhawks. He's 344, 168, and 69. That's a 651 win percentage, and that's the best in Chicago franchise history. He's got a 624 postseason winning percentage. He's 73-44 in the postseason, and that's the highest for a Blackhawk since the 1940s. Since 1940, I should say. As a coach, over the 19 years he was a coach, or he has been a coach, he's 782, 451, 77, and 110.
That's a lot of wins.
That's a lot of wins. And, you know, he was with the Blues. He was with the Avalanche. It's really impressive, his career. And a lot of young fans, or maybe just fans in general, didn't know he was a player. He played 13 seasons as a defenseman.
He's a Whaler, I believe, right?
He was a Whaler. He was drafted by the Maple Leafs, and then he was with the Colorado Rockies, and that was before, back in the day when they were the Colorado Rockies. Then he was with the Devils. He was with the Whalers. He wrapped up his career in 1991 with the Capitals.
So to play devil's advocate, what do we say to, you know, people maybe that aren't Blackhawks fans, maybe even some that are, that say, yeah, it's great he gets this record, but he did have Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, Duncan Keith, Marian Hossa. I think it still takes a lot, in my opinion, I think it still takes a lot to kind of manage and wrangle that talent and get the right guys on the ice and handle off ice issues correctly. And I mean, you've been around the sport a lot. What do you think?
Well, 100%, because I mean, it's all about how you mold that talent. Now, obviously, we knew that Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, they were fantastic coming out. But at the same time, when you get to the pro level, it is a different – it's a different league.
That's so true.
And the fact that Q is able to – to me, a good coach, no matter what sport it is to be able to get the best out of your guys. And I don't care if you're getting the best out of Peyton Manning or you're getting the best out of your third-string quarterback in Moses Moreno from the Bears. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all about you getting the most talent out of that particular person. Now, again, he had a lot of fun toys to play with.
Yes.
And there's no question, but – he definitely has a huge role in the development of them.
No, you're right, because how many times, not just in the NHL, I think it happens a lot there, but in sports overall, how many times you see a guy go number one, number two in a draft, and then they're a complete bust?
Yeah.
Because they're pampered, because they get whatever they want, and they don't produce.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I think Q's got to get a lot of credit there, and but also a lot of credit to Stan Bowman and just the organization as a whole. And it all, to me, always goes back to John McDonough and the fact and how he basically changed the entire attitude and the aura, I guess, around the team. That negative
scope, perhaps.
That negative vibe that was around the team for so long. I think it always goes back to John McDonough, but it all doesn't happen without Rocky Ward.
Exactly.
So
he brought the right guys in, and they did the right job.
So there you go. You got Q for three more years to the 2019 and 20 season. So last night, they get a win for their eighth straight win, and Andrew Shaw, two goals on the night, was quite impressive.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he knows that Panik, as we learned his name, is pronounced.
We thought it was Richard Panik, but it's...
Everyone did.
Everybody did.
He just told everyone his name.
Yeah.
He finally got his visa issue worked out, and he's finally here. Got a surprise start last night.
Yeah.
He was in the lineup. So
yeah.
I think Shaw knows that maybe that's a guy who's going to get a shot at that spot at left wing. And, you know, Shaw had
on that
had
top
a,
line.
Yeah. And Shaw had a he wants to stay there. Who want to play with Toews and Marian Hossa. So he got two goals last night. Hossa two assists on his 37th birthday. That was a great game and a great win for Quinville to tie that record.
And just a few quick stats here on Shaw compared to last year. He played 79 games last year, so remained relatively healthy and had 26 points. He's 45 games in this year with 20 points. He's got eight goals and 12 assists already.
Yeah.
That's a good year for, Andrew Shaw.
Yeah.
Up until this point, I mean, he's looking to essentially double what he did last year.
And some of that was done when he was bottom six this year. Some of that was done when he was on a third line, maybe even the fourth line a little bit. And I think what you're seeing – and we're going to start to see is Hossa just got two goals a couple games ago. He gets two assists again last night. I think you're seeing the ice open for that first line because if you watched the game last night, I don't know if it was right off the bat, but I remembered a lot that Weber, you know, obviously one of the best defensemen in the NHL and the Predators' best defenseman, he was on the Kane line. Mm-hmm. You're going to see that more and more, and you're starting to see that is guys are putting their best D pair against the Kane line because that's probably the best line in the league.
Well, yeah, obviously.
So now the ice is open for the first line. So, you know, eight wins in a row, maybe Quinville doesn't touch this first line, even if they get, you know, Panik sticks around.
He's made his debut last night, and he actually was talking about, because he, for those who don't remember, he was acquired in the Jeremy Morin trade with Toronto, and he ended up being on the third line last night. And it was funny because they were talking to him before. Obviously, we figured out the pronunciation of his name. But then he also said, I mean, this is a guy that's he's been on hard times. I mean, he was down in Toronto sent him down to the AHL.
It's actually a good story, yeah.
And, I mean, you're talking about Toronto, a team that's obviously on the lower end of the
standings.
Maybe
the worst team, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, they've got a long rebuilding process to go through, but they've got the right guy there. So.
No, he can't crack that lineup now. He's playing for the best team in the league.
Yeah, now he's playing for one of the best teams in the league and could be playing with Marian Hossa and Jonathan Toews.
Exactly.
Two future
so
Hall
I'm
favors.
Sure he's a happy guy right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a pretty cool opportunity. I mean, so, but at the same time, he's not up there yet. So I think they're going to give him a chance and we'll see what happens. But
yeah.
It is a cool story. So if he could somehow, you know, kind of turn it around. And sometimes that's what guys need, just a new
environment.
New environment.
New coach,
new
line mates, sure.
It goes a long way.
Yeah.
It's just like a fresh start. It's just like, all right, wipe the dirt away. Now I'm clean. Let's try this.
We'll see. Maybe, you know, Quinville doesn't like to touch things when they're going so well. And you look at Shaw's two goals last night, like we said, the eight-game winning streak. So maybe he doesn't plug Panik in that top line. Maybe he stays bottom six. And who the heck knows what's going to happen with Bickle.
He's a mystery box.
He's in the pound.
Yeah, and I think that second latch on that crate is about to I think that's about to be locked
away. Can't chew through that, man.
Yeah. Rough times for him. But poor Bix.
I agree.
I feel bad for Bix. I really do.
He's a great guy. So
yeah.
How do you not feel bad for him?
And he takes everything to heart, you know,
you see the frustration. Guys are writing about it this week. You see it. Who wouldn't feel that? You're up for the Conn Smythe discussion, as I said on the show, and now you can't even crack the lineup. You go down to the AHL. It's very rough to see him go through it. I'm sure it's way rougher for him.
Ups and downs. Ups and downs of being a professional athlete, that's for sure. Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. I am Mike Jacobson. He is Scott King. We're going to be moving on here, and we already talked about the win last night at the United Center over the Nashville Predators, who are really struggling right now. But we got to get into, speaking of the Predators, we got to get into this story. And it's, again, this block out the red is what they're trying to do down in Nashville. Next week, the Blackhawks are going to play in Nashville. And in order to keep fans away, they're only selling to teams within their viewing area. And if you have a Chicago address, you cannot get tickets. So if your billing address on your Visa is 123 Green Street, Chicago, Illinois, they're not going to allow you to come in because they don't want the Blackhawks to take over their arena like they have in the past and drink all their beer in their town.
This is like some weird, like, communist regime type stuff. You can't buy tickets here. You can't come here, even though this is a public arena and a public forum. And they should want to make money and take people's money.
Yeah,
and just,
sell
just
it
encourage
out.
Fans of a game that that needs encouraging. The NHL needs to grow more. It does.
Here's the official statement on the Nashville Predators website in regards to not selling tickets to Blackhawks fans. To better serve the Nashville Predator fans, a restricted sales area will be implemented for this Nashville Predator game at Bridgestone Arena this upcoming Tuesday. Sales will be restricted to residents of the Nashville Predators television viewing area. Now, that consists of Tennessee, Kentucky, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. Residency will be based on credit card billing address. Orders by residents outside the viewing area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. So, without notice.
Yeah.
So you might not
you make the trip with some buddies. You think you're going to get in there. People who aren't aware that they're this terrible with their policy.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, no.
Unless you check your bank statement or you check your credit card
statement. Worry. We refunded your money. Sorry you made this whole trip and got on a plane with your family and your baby.
I mean, it's
unreal,
so
man.
Stupid. It just reeks of insecurity, and insecurity is a
How
smelly cologne.
How much of a
cologne.
Crush do they have on the Hawks and their fans to be this fixated? They've been doing this a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And the thing is, maybe they got away with it last year because their arena was packed because they were good and they had a great 7-game series in the first round with the Hawks.
It was a great series.
But here's some news. They're in fifth place in the Central. They're 10 points behind the third place team as of last night.
Which are the Blackhawks?
As of Tuesday night. Blues, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Blues.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
So worry about your team. Improve your team. It needs improvement.
Blackhawks are in second place with 60 points.
Yes, sir. Two behind Dallas now.
Just want to throw that in. So you're up, you know, you're up 15, or you're, I'm sorry, you're up 15 points on the Nashville right now.
Yeah, and they're worried about our fans.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Yeah. Maybe you should worry about what's happening on the ice.
Yeah, get some new players.
Well, they made that huge trade for Johansson. That was a big trade.
He's a good player. That was good. But I mean, if it's not making additions, it's something. Change something with the coaching. Some kind of personnel change because they're bad this year.
Yeah, it's. I felt like they started off okay, if I remember right, but they've just really been tail spinning. I feel like it's been
really
a while,
have,
and that's why they made the big trade.
Even trouble in net with Rene.
Yeah, Pekka has not been himself this year.
No, and you know, usually he's a big, very athletic goaltender, and he doesn't look that way this year.
Yeah, so if you're planning on going to the game next week, Team Nashville.
Watch it on TV. Have some friends over.
Yeah,
they don't want your money. They're too good for your money.
Yeah,
the fifth-place Predators don't want your money.
And, you know, they don't need you to spend money on food or hotels or liquor either. So
no,
don't go.
Yeah, no, their economy's booming over there in Nashville.
Friggin' New Orleans
part two doesn't want your money.
Everybody needs money.
Everybody needs some money sometimes.
Sometimes. Exactly. Exactly. That was incredibly cheesy, but I like it.
They could get real, man. It's embarrassing. Help the sport grow. Help your economy grow, your team. Here's some news. Having even rival fans come to your arena is part of the game. It's good for your team because they're going to buy beer and hot dogs and tickets. You're going to need that money.
You're going to make money.
Yes.
And that's all that matters in the end. So put that to rest.
Put that in your pipe and smoke in Nashville.
Got
me all hot and bothered.
No crap. No crap. I almost said the other word, but no crap.
It's a podcast.
So a couple of – yeah, that's true, actually. You probably could get away with it, but you never know who's listening, Scott. You never know. Somebody who signed my checks could be listening and not like that.
My mom doesn't like cursing either. She listens.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So you're right about that.
No cursing. Mrs. King?
Hi, Mom.
No cursing. And your son – is delightful, and he never swears off
her. That was very nice.
Never swears off
her. That was very nice.
So a couple of more – there was actually a couple of lists that I wanted to get into that were also in the paper. And the first one was Chicago's highest-paid athletes, and that was in 2015. And
was that Forbes, according to Forbes?
It was Crane's Chicago.
Right.
Crane Chicago's Danny Eckert, actually. And here's your top ten. On down. Derrick Rose – John Lester, Jay Cutler, Jimmy Butler, your first Blackhawk that appears, Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews. So they're at 5 and 6.
5 and 6, okay.
So, and Kane actually with his endorsements making more because he did not lose a lot of endorsements.
No, they got
expected.
The same contract. They're on their extension this year, kicked in, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both riding the same contract now for 8 years. Kane. Luckily, with his scandal, I don't think he lost much. He just didn't get to cover EA.
Yeah.
but obviously he's making the endorsement money there. I don't know. I guess I would figure because they've done so well and we know they got those huge contracts, that they would be up there with those other guys in the other sports in the city, Mike. So I'm not too surprised with that. So it's interesting. I think Keith, Hossa, and Crawford are all like around 20, like maybe like 20 through 26, I think, are on the list too. So it's good to see some Hawks in there. You know, like I was saying earlier on my Nashville rant, hockey needs to grow more. But luckily, the team is very much appreciated here in Chicago.
So they're 5 and 6. Number 7, Joakim Noah. And this is really depressing for me as a White Sox fan. Your final, the 8, 9, and 10 highest paid athletes in Chicago are John Danks. He's number 8. Melky Cabrera. He's number 9. Number 10, Adam LaRoche.
Yeah.
Those are not productive baseball players.
No.
John Danks is not really good at throwing a baseball in the current profession that he is in. That is a very vital asset and skill set that you need in order to succeed.
Where's Saley Boy on there?
Saley Boy, that's a good question. I'd have to look.
What do you figure? He'd be like top 20?
No, they got him on such a great deal.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Actually, I'm looking down the list right now. David Robertson's number
May 7th, Chris Sale, K-Counter bobblehead. You gotta go grab one.
I like Chris Sale's at number 22. He made $6.5 million.
Okay, so I was kind of near 20. All
six right. and a half million.
So you got. I mean, Crawford, they got such a, is that Crawford making more?
Corey
than
Crawford's at Corey Crawford's at number 21. He's got $6.4 million.
Crawford owes Sale a dinner.
And then to rent the and then the 25th highest paid, and this is another bust, is Jermaine Bushrod of the Chicago Bears, your left tackle, okay, who is just falling apart physically. Nice man, but he's falling apart physically.
So, Hawks pretty well represented on the
yeah,
list.
Yeah, yeah.
Some dough.
So then there was another cool list that I saw that I thought was interesting, and this was the top 25 most popular athletes in Chicago on Twitter.
The Twitterverse.
So the Twitterverse, and I thought, well, this will be kind of fun to dive into to see exactly where some of the Blackhawks rank. And number one, who has the most, is Pau Gasol, by the way.
I don't.
3.3 million.
I guess there's a lot of basketball fans.
But he's got the international thing.
Yeah, you're right.
That
helps
thing
a lot on social media. I was just going to say, I don't think I follow him. So maybe he's funny. Maybe he tells, like, old grandpa street jokes on Twitter. I don't know.
He's a deep guy, Pau Gasol,
maybe,
by the way.
Maybe he posts poetry
well,
on there.
No, he does. Yeah, he does. I mean, he does a lot of he's into opera. He plays piano.
Oh, cool.
He's got a lot of interest outside
fancy
of basketball. So, he does a lot of good stuff for charity, too.
I enjoy the theater.
Derrick Rose is at $2.4 million. He comes in second place. Number three, Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane's got 757,000 followers. So that's quite a bit. And then he's the only one on the top 10 list. So he comes at number three. Joakim Noah's at number four, followed by John Lester, Matt Forte, Taj Gibson, Jimmy Butler. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about Shaw.
Where's Shaw's at?
I thought he was actually outside the top 10. He's actually number nine.
Okay. Cracks the top 10.
263,000. That's not – hey.
I will tell you, he's a great follow. He's a good follow on Twitter. He's funny. He takes shots at Bickle. All his buddies he takes shots at.
I actually got to give a shout out to my cousin and her husband because they just bought a new puppy. It's a boxer German Shepherd mix, and they named it Chubb.
That's awesome. Big fans right there.
They're huge
dedicated
fans.
Fans.
They actually were just at the Colorado game, that crazy game on Sunday.
They should try to get a photo op with the mutt and their dog.
Yeah, we should have them do that. We do still take photos.
There you go.
Call them fan photos, facebook.com/BlackhawksCrazy. You could submit them to us. We'll put them up. And we enjoy looking at them.
Shaw deserves to be there. Did you see when they won the 2013 Cup, I believe, him and Kane recreated the Titanic moment on
they
the
did
boats? And
they did.
Shawzy posted that.
King of the world.
Yeah,
it was pretty
funny.
And to round out the top 10, it's crazy. He got more than Chris Bryant. So there you go.
All right.
So that's not a bad list there. Also, I got to get back to this. Going back to the top 25 highest paid athletes.
Yeah.
With, you know, Derrick Rose, number one. And I'm trying to find out. I'm looking it up right now because I just lost it. He made a total of $35 million last year.
Okay, and he was out how long?
I don't know. I lost track. $15 million were endorsements, and that's all Adidas. And I know he's into another few other things, but the majority of that is Adidas.
Yeah, a lot of guys get that.
He's got another knee injury, by the way.
I heard he left yesterday
with the knee injury. So that's a lot of bad money right there.
Good news is his hockey.
Good news is at least not a weirdo. Oh, actually, well, that's.
I was gonna say his hockey equals having the season of his life. Kane is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And he's staying healthy is the main thing.
He truly
Knock on
is.
Wood.
He truly is. So, and it really is a fun run that they've been on here. It really is. You know, they've won the eight in a row. I kind of alluded to the Colorado game where you got.
Yeah.
It was nice for Marian Hossa got two goals in that game. Patrick Kane got two goals in that game. And Marian Hossa hadn't scored, I think, since December 6th or something crazy like that.
Right.
So
he's getting hot again.
Yeah.
The ice is opening for them, as I said, and they put up six on Varlamov. I think they went 6-3 that game.
Yeah,
a goalie that we talked about many times on here that they could never battle, that they could never get past.
Now they got the best
two
of them.
Two games in a row. They really got the best of them.
And that's huge. I mean, that's huge
for their confidence. It was, you know, someone they didn't want to see in the playoffs recently. So
I like it. I like it. And then, actually, let's get into your King's Keys. Again, the King's Keys are the few pointers, the few keys that Mr. Scott King here has for the Blackhawks in order for them to pick up a couple of points and a couple of wins in the next few games.
Key number one, it's the first line's time to light the lamp. Like we talk about with Weber, other teams are going to keep putting their top pair against the Kane line, against the second line. So first line has a chance to take advantage of some less skilled D-men and put one past the goalie. So we're starting to see it with Shaw, two goals last night. Hossa, two goals before that. Hossa, again, two assists last night. So the ice is opening for them. Expect to see some great things out of Jonathan Toews and company, Hossa. And we'll see if Ponick gets in there or Shaw keeps staying hot. Key number two, stay out of the box. Things are going good. You're riding a nice, long winning streak. Just stay out of the box. They haven't been too terrible with taking bad penalties. Just got to be smart. No. And I was going to say they've been good on the penalty kill, so it's not, you know, you can never panic. Ponick. Never panic when
they're... waiting for you to throw that in there.
When they're in there, because they're so great on the PK, but stay out of the box. That's the only thing that can kill your momentum right now, I think.
There you go, your King's Keys for the 12th episode here of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. And we do actually have I've got three more minutes we have here until we lose this studio time, so we can squeeze in a few questions here that we gathered. This one from Jeffrey Donaldson Maslin. And Druin, worth trying to get. Who do you give up? Who is untouchable? Now, people that may not know who he is, who is that? Now, the Blackhawks are potentially interested in him.
Yeah,
there have been reports.
It's a great question. Druin is 20 years old. He's a left winger in Tampa. He's played 89 games, 6 goals, 34 assists for his career. But that's a good question because the Hawks are actually in on the trade for him. They're one of the teams that's trying to get him. Jeffrey's other question, you know, who do you give up? Who's untouchable? I'm not sure about that. You know, there maybe you try to package some Rockford guys. They already did make a trade, obviously, with Morin, and before that, with Trevor Daley. So yeah, I don't know who's untouchable. I don't know if they're going to be able to get rid of Bickle now, who's cleared waivers. So they're definitely in on a trade for him. Not sure who's untouchable and who they give up though. So we'll see.
We'll see how that one plays out. It'll be interesting. But that is a name to keep an eye on for you fans out there. So keep an eye on that, Druin. So we'll see what happens there. And then a couple more. Hopefully we can get these both in. We'll get one more in. I'm sorry. We're gonna just get one more
in.
This is from @LeeChatSavant. And again, he or she submitted this via our Twitter. And you can use the Blackhawks Crazy hashtag. Hashtag Blackhawks Crazy. Now that Panic is here, or Ponick,
I want to call him Panic so bad. So.
I know, because Panic's a lot easier.
It's a great name.
It's already stuck in my head. Now that Ponick is here, what will that mean for Brian Bickle? I kind of talked about that just a little bit here. I don't know. I think it's Bickle's job to lose. If he wants it, I think, or I'm sorry, if it's Ponick, it's Ponick's job to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting this opportunity now. He was stuck in the AHL with the Marlies up north with Toronto. They're giving him a shot. It's a guy that Stan Bowman said that he has had his eye on for a little while here. So, hey, man, step up to the plate. And if he ends up doing something, we could see Bickle again being an ice hog.
It is his job to lose. He had such a bad go in Toronto there with a bad team. Now he knows what a huge opportunity this is. He gets plugged in right away on the third line, plays along the fourth line. But he is they do think he's going to be a skill guy. So he is supposed to get a shot at the first line, maybe when Shaw cools off. Maybe they want to plug him in right away. So we'll see. We talk about Bickle all the time. That's another just bad situation.
Yeah.
In a huge doghouse like we talked about. I don't know. They asked him last night. Some reporter asked him after the game, Quinville, what is he going to do with Bickle? Does he go back down to Rockford? And he gave the dreaded, we'll see.
Yeah.
So
it's
not good for him. And his problem is if he does play with the Hawks again, it's limited minutes. So I don't know what he's going to be able to show for limited minutes because he's had trouble showing anything in a small amount of time.
We'll put a bow on it. Episode 12 of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast here on WGNRadio.com. Really appreciate you listening. And you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes as well. You can not just get it at WGNRadio.com/sports. You can get it there on iTunes. You can also get it at SoundCloud/WGNRadio.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Help us climb the charts.
Trying to get up those charts, baby. We're coming for you. We're coming for you,
Bieber. We're coming for you, Joe Rogan.
we're coming for you. So also, you can follow him on Twitter @ScottKingMedia. I'm @JacobsonRadio on Twitter. Also, finally, one more time, Facebook.com/BlackhawksCrazy.
Yes,
use the #BlackhawksCrazy on your Twitterverse. Episode 13 coming at you next week. Talk to you then.